Later on this month, art, music and technology will be fused together in a melding of minds at this year's Convergence Festival here in London. Over 10 days, an international roster of artists will hit the British capital for performances that celebrate musical pioneers and the use of tech to enhance artistic practice. Today I'm joined by Festival Director Glenn Max to talk us through what we might expect at the third edition of this jam-packed event. That is all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Glenn Max, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us here.
Thanks
at the Midori
House.
Now, we're talking about Convergence today. Maybe you can start off by telling us a little bit about, I guess, about the festival and about how you got involved with it.
Well, it's, you know, there's a very rich and fruitful relationship between art, music and technology and how they symbiotically just fuel each other and develop over time. And it's... We see this in visual arts, of course, and we see this in music, of course, and now we're seeing that all combine into one sort of movement of AV. And it was in my time at the South Bank Center, I got started with a festival called Ether that was meant to address some of these areas of development and to really focus on artists that were pushing the envelope in all these areas. And also with the sort of view of pushing for more commissions, pushing for more collaborations between artists, creating original work. And at some point when the South Bank stopped presenting that program after I had left, I saw an opportunity to bring that to the rest of London. And we see similar festivals all over the world. And it just was always puzzling to me in my many years as a programmer here in London that London didn't have its own festival of new media, art and technology. So I've attempted to bring it together, and this is our third year, and there's a tremendous response to it. I think It's a bit of a unique offering in terms of the program this year. And
Well, I want to ask you a bit more about the program, given that it is about these interesting sort of marriages between things that some people view as different, you know, disciplines or enterprises, and they're bound together in a really interesting way, as you've already alluded to. Is that a challenge then, curatorially? You talk about your programming experience, or is it the best opportunity for someone who does your job?
It's very difficult. I mean, is it the best opportunity? It is when you get what you seek out to get. But, you know, even with the generous funding we get from the Arts Council of England, it is quite difficult to pull this level of commissioned work together. We're going for a very specific kind of artist, a very specific kind of project, and none of this is very easy because we're trying to get everyone to land in a certain window on a certain calendar date. And so it's quite difficult, and some of this work, of course, is quite technical as well, so there are additional costs and things like that. But we've managed to pull it together this year with a very strong program, so I'm really quite pleased with that.
Well, let's talk a little bit then about some of the highlights in that program that you've brought together at Convergence this year. Let's talk first of all about the Gil Scott Heron project. This show involves some brilliant vocalists paying tribute to the American soul and jazz, sort of, you know, a bit of a polymath, really.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there, and why is this so exciting?
Well, it's very exciting for me because it's the first sort of large-scale commissioned project by Convergence. So it's exciting on that basis. But what's really exciting is celebrating the life of Gil Scott Heron. His work was very powerful. I had the great opportunity of working with him twice in my life. He's a very warm and funny person. But his message is, of course, extremely powerful and very relevant to many of the issues we see today around human rights and police brutality. And unfortunately, much of what he said through the 70s remains today quite relevant. With this event, we've got Dave Akumu, who's a very lauded and thoughtful producer who works with Jesse Ware and Paloma Faith and many others. He's a wonderful guitarist as well, and he is the musical director of this event. We've got the great singer Jamie Woon performing. We've got Anna Calvi performing. Quabs will be on board. It's a really unique cast. I really went for something that was a very much a UK interpretation of Gil Scott-Heron. I feel like it has a very different flavor. We also went for a very young group of vocalists. Gil Scott-Heron has a song called Message to the Messengers. And our feeling was like, let's pass this on to the next generation. You might have expected there to be more, I don't know, American hip-hop artists or something like that, since he's sometimes regarded as the godfather of hip-hop. But that wasn't my intent here. I really felt that this show had to have its own unique flavor, a camaraderie between artists, a connection. So, you know, people like Nadine Shaw and Gwilym Gold and Loyal Connor, they're up and coming. They're very vibrant artists. I have to say, none of them hesitated. These are all people who wanted to jump right in. So it's been very exciting to get this together. And the musical interpretation will be quite a leap forward as well. In some ways, it's taking Gil Scott-Heron's last record, I'm New Here, and using that as a departure point to revisit the older material. So it's a bit of a reinvention as well. I think I'm really looking forward to hearing it myself.
And that's on at the Roundhouse on Sunday, March 13th, I understand. But there's other sort of events and things around that, other talks. There's a day of sort of activities around
it. Yes, it's a full day of talks and activities. There'll be a poetry battle. There'll be a discussion about Gil Scott-Heron's legacy. At least one of his children will be on the panel. We think there might be more than one now. There's some great poets appearing, and I'm encouraging everyone to get there at 2 p.m. It's a full day of really experiencing his legacy and being able to learn something about the man.
Sounds incredible. Let's talk again a little bit more about some of the other artists that people can see at the festival. American electronica artist Dan Deacon, always a must-see, and he's playing at the Village Underground. His shows are with, you know, great fun, high energy. He supported Miley Cyrus on tour recently, which, you know, maybe seemed like a bit of an odd fit for some. But tell us how he's come from that to Convergence.
Well, you know, I think Dan is, in America certainly, Dan has been a pretty massive influence, and he's, you know, you can hear his sonic palette entering into a lot of, you know, sort of independent psychedelic rockers like Flaming Lips and things like that who have taken him out on tour. And then, of course, there's the Flaming Lips Miley Cyrus connection. They're the band on the record. So it all sort of came together. But I think Dan's mission, even though his music can sound quite avant-garde on one level, his mission and the way he articulates his music, the way he positions his music, is very welcoming. It's very user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And of course, the way he conducts himself in a concert is, I've compared him to the ultimate in camp counselors. He's like a summer camp counselor in a way. He's, you know, Bill Murray in Meatballs or something. There's something absolutely lovable about the way he's able to, you know, here he is influenced by, you know, Terry Riley and the canon of minimalism. I've called him maximalism in a way, because he's densely layered, full on, and his concerts are exhilarating rather than these sort of quiet, pensive moments. So, you know, I'm hoping everyone jumps in on that one.
Some of our listeners may be not familiar. I think we can hear a little snippet of Dan in action. This is from his track Crash Jam. Yeah, it's Crash Jam from Dan Deacon. Plenty more artists in the lineup as well, Glenn. You've got the Swedish singer and pianist Anna von Hauswolf playing. Tell us about this one.
She's just incredible. She's, you know, she's got the depth of sort of Arvo Pärt the great Estonian composer. Her new record draws on, I think, more rock than some of her earlier stuff. There's church music involved in what she does. She comes from a family of great musicians and producers, so there's a great history behind her. She's this tiny, pretty girl and gets up there and makes the most fierce sound. Very melodic, but very powerful, strong, dark, gothy.
Sounds pretty good. Let's take a little listen to this as well. We've got a clip of Anna von Hauswolf in action. This is a track called Discovery. That is Discovery from Anna von Hauswolf. Anna's playing St. John on Bethnal Green on the 18th, and Dan Deacon, who we were talking about before, plays the Village Underground on the 17th of March. Treats for the ears,
yes.
And, well, for the other senses, if you happen to be there, of course. Yeah. It's not all about music. We've already talked about the breadth of Convergence, Glenn. Tell us a little bit more about the visual arts programme this year. It's been a bit extended. What's in store? I mean, there's lots of things that are exciting. You've got Pye's Colour Choir, for example, I was going to ask you about. Again, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I guess, you know, I kind of look at the whole thing as a composite that has to balance out. So, you know, it's we're trying to underscore what's happening right now in digital culture and new media. And, of course, the visual art scene is vast and vibrant. And we've just grabbed things that we felt were somehow just exciting and innovative and fun. Comfortably Spun, for instance, at the Red Gallery in Shoreditch, is using Portuguese looms, traditional looms that were used to weave carpets and whatever. There's a piece that's been composed for the looms by Ben Osborne. We have a California artist named Ryan Wolf who's built this incredible organism. It's technology, but it responds as an organism does. It's called branching systems, and it fills four frames along the Great Eastern Street wall. This is the wall just on the back of Village Underground on Great Eastern Street in Shoreditch. There are four massive frames there that are a wonderful public art space, so anyone can come walking by day or night and see this piece, and it will respond to you. As you walk, it reacts with sensors to whatever stimulus is around it. Right there as well is an exhibition of three Russian artists brought to us by Siland. Siland is based in St. Petersburg and Berlin, and they put on digital arts exhibitions all over the world. And as you mentioned, the Color Choir, which is a light and sound experience. Andy Watson, who does lights for Radiohead, has done the lights for this event. It's an installation and musical performance. Very unusual piece, and that takes place at Cachette on Old Street.
So there's a wealth of things on
there's
offer.
There's a lot there.
Isn't she pick up on that thing about some of the sort of new media artists out of Russia, and you talk about how exciting and how vast that world is in this space. I guess in somewhere like Russia, it's kind of almost particularly important. It gives such a freedom of expression almost to maybe some artists who can't articulate their views about the world, their creative attitudes, maybe in traditional ways. Or it's easier at least.
And there's a vast, you know, tradition of scientific innovation. You know, in Russian culture as well, and through the academic world. So, it's really strong work, and it sits well in our festival. And there are some talks and workshops throughout the through the 17th called Convergence Sessions that happen at Ace Hotel. It's another level of depth we offer for those who want to come learn about different things happening. We have Spotify hosting a panel. We have a Q&A with Dan Deacon, a Q&A with the Gas Lamp Killer, Marianne Hobbs hosting those. There's quite a density.
Well, I was going to say to people, if they want to find out more, if they want to head down to the events, you can find all your Convergence-related queries answered at convergencelondon.com.
Yes, convergence-london. Dot com.
See, that's why, Glenn, that's why you're in charge of the detail. That brings us to the end of today's show. Glenn Max, thanks very much for being with us here in the studio. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Our producer was Holly Fisher. If we've teased you with all the live music on offer, but you can't make it down, then be sure to tune into our own weekly music show, The Sessions at Midori House. Delve into the archives for recent live performances from the likes of Pete Yawn, Ben Harper and Steve Mason. Join us again at the same time tomorrow. We'll be discussing the week in theatre. But for now, from me, thanks very much for listening and goodbye.